sitting on my computer.
What an interesting statement. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, sitting on my computer. This morning at around 4 o'clock, 4:30, I was at my computer, and I was working away, answering mail that comes in and responding to people who had difficulty pulling up a picture that I had sent in the email. And so I created a snail mail, and I attempted to put the picture on so that it would pop up by itself, which it could do, but there are many aspects that I'm going to learn. Well, in the process, I sent through 1, 2, 3, 4 emails to my friend in Switzerland, and I said, here's the picture. Here's the picture of the two little babies that were so significant for me. That one little newborn weeks-old infant would put his arm around another newborn infant twin who was having difficulty coming around. And the one that was in better shape putting its arm around the other one who was in worse shape, giving it love, sort of caused the other one to stabilize in its blood, stabilize in its pressure, stabilize in its heartbeat, and stabilize to, instead of being thought terminal, thought now, it'll do fine. How interesting. One little gesture changing the attitude of another child. How fantastic. We don't realize how much our gestures mean, how much our loving hugs mean to us and to others. And so when I hug myself every morning and I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, my me-ness sparkles back and says, hey, do that again, do that again. That feels good. I get goosebumps all over me when you do that. Well, sitting on my computer, I was sharing this with Joya, and I sent it to her because she said she wasn't able to pull it up from her computer. She has a very simple computer system. And so I sent it again with a JPG file, and she again said it didn't want to come up. And so I sent it through another way, and it again didn't want to come up. And so I wrote her a note, and I said, I'm going to send it with snail mail and send you a copy of the picture when I print it out on my computer for you. And then she responded to me, and she says, my goodness sakes, when do you sleep? You know, and I thought to myself, what an observation. What an observation. Here I was sitting on my computer virtually, you know, like a mother hen laying eggs and sending these eggs all over the world in love and joy. And they were concerned, she was concerned, when do I sleep? Well, I get my 7-8 hours of sleep every night, and I get about a 20-minute sleep during the day after lunch. And I feel quite content. I feel quite happy. I feel younger every day than I ever did before because I'm aware of my body. I'm aware of myself. I'm aware of who I am. And I do sit on my computer. And one of my friends came in yesterday, and he was working on my air conditioner and heat pump. And he looked around my little studio here that I have for my home, for my apartment, for my place to live and work, and he looked at the second large computer screen that I had. He said, what is that for? And I said, well, that's my G4. That's an Apple computer that I'd bought a long time ago. And he says, my goodness. And I said, well, this is my iMac over here with its 24-inch screen, and the other is a 20-inch screen, and it's very nice. They are quite lovely, you know. And then I said, and this is my MacBook here, with its, 13-inch screen. And then here is my Suzuki with its 12.5, 13-inch screen, too, portable, that I do my PC work on. And so I have three that I do my Apple work on and one that I do my PC work on. And two, that iMac and the MacBook, MacBook Pro here, these are more complex. And the G4, I very seldom turn it on. I really should put it in another location where other people can use it. But I'm always sitting on my computer because my computers are virtually at my beck and call, adjacent to my chair and adjacent to everything I do. It's a wonderful world we live in when we can realize that we have at our fingertips, that we're sitting on like a mother hen, where we can lay our eggs, but our eggs are found around the world. They are spread around the world as beautiful ideas and beautiful thoughts and beautiful imagination. Well, now, Joya has attended many seminars in Switzerland. She's been to campus here a number of times. She's always been a very loving and a very fantastic woman, always, you know, just caring a lot about the uni and caring a lot about our program. And yet, at the same time, she's got her nose into virtually every other possible technique of thinking that one can imagine. She is not limited in any way by anybody else's direction, but she's always opening her heart and her mind to new ways. And this is the way it is with virtually all of my students and all of my friends and all of my world. People come to take the courses of the University of Healing, and they learn from the courses of the University of Healing, like the eggs that are being laid that they're enjoying. And as they learn here, they develop attitudes of mind. They develop their inner genius to a very wonderful high level. And as they develop their inner genius, then they go out and they express it. Now, they don't say, oh, yes, I'm a philosopher, and my philosophy, oh, that's Herbalism. Well, that is limitation for you. You can't be a Kantian, you cannot be a Schopenhauer, and you can't be a Platoism, you can't be all of the other philosophers. They merely are stepping stones for you into your own inner awareness of who you are. It's like helping you to stand on the bottom of your own well and reach up to give out what you have. But you'll always draw upon that source within yourself. You'll always draw upon that wisdom within yourself, that genius within yourself, because you're always sitting on your own computer. And on your own computer, you're going to write your own words. You're going to create your own fiction and your own fact. You're going to create your own truth. You're going to create your own life. And as you do this, you're going to be sitting on your computer and revealing it more and more. Now, some people use their pen. St. Thomas Aquinas, he used his pen to write his great and wonderful works, and Augustine used his pen in writing the City of God, and others use their pens, and over the years the quill has done beautiful things. Can you imagine doing that today? And the volumes that they put out and the wonderful things that they reveal. Remember the early days of the typewriter when you'd sit there and pound at it, and some people were thought excellent when they were pounding out 30 words a minute, and they still think that's pretty good, and others get up to 180 and more. And now they have the talking computers, where you can speak to your computer and it will take your words and it will put it down on paper in 99% accuracy as you speak your word and say what you want to do, and you can speak in a normal speed as you would normally speak and have it instantly down on black and white. Fantastic? No. You're sitting on your own computer. When you speak your word, and your computer copies what you're doing, you're sitting on your computer. You're actually in the works of your mechanism that is producing that information to the world that you'd like to share. Just think if St. Augustine had St. Augustine. If Augustine had had the opportunity to have a computer to reveal what he wanted to reveal, instead of writing just the dozens of books that he wrote, he would have written many, many more, because he was constantly interreacting with ideas and thoughts and dreams and with the early Catholic Church and many other people throughout the years. If Shakespeare had had such a thing, my goodness, how many plays would he have produced? What great, wonderful, marvelous things could he have done? But he had to laboriously write down each little idea that he had, and to make changes, he had to draw a line through it. He didn't scratch blah, 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 through it. He just drew a simple line through it and wrote the new phrase above it, or marking it elsewhere. But the thing is, we are sitting on our computers, as I am. And truly, I have many here, and it's wonderful. And at the monastery, we have, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4 computers up, 5 computers up there. And Sylvia has a computer at her place, and Ellen has a computer at her place. Ellen has 2 of them. And what are we doing? We have all of these computers here, all revealing what we are doing. And now what we want to do is to allow them to express the genius that we are. They are the revealers of who we are. They are the pen and paper that the great writers of all history have used. And it is up to us to sit on our computers and hatch the eggs of wisdom and genius and magic and spread these throughout the world, because we have a message. And that is a message: believe in yourself, be yourself, and have fun. Live your life today in the now, in the fullness of who you are. And when you do that, oh my, oh my, oh my, what wonderful things happen to you, and what wonderful things happen to your world. Do you believe in that? Do you believe that you are wonderful, and that you are fantastic, and you are glorious? I do. And I do, because I created you, and I believe in myself. Have a lovely day, and know I love you eternally.